Chapter 8. The next day, Ms. Starr took the UDM kids to the school library to research their Bing Day projects. Nori brought a pencil case with supplies, scissors, markers, glitter. She wanted her poster to be outstanding. Nope, she wanted it to be marvelous. What if one day the teachers gave out M's? What if they gave Nori the first ever M? The librarian, Mr. Wang, was a koala, at least for the moment. He was perched on top of a very high shelf, organizing books. "Hello, Goodwin," called Ms. Starr. "I brought my class. We're all excited about Bing Day research."
"Are we?" Sebastian muttered.
"It depends on how you define excited," Pepper muttered back. "If excited means miserably bored, then sure."
Koala Mr. Wang clambered down the shelf and fluxed into human form. He was tall and reed thin, with balding black hair and a fondness for turtleneck sweaters.
"Hi, Eloise," he said. "Hi, kids. What a treat this project is. There are so many directions your research can take you. What are your topics?"
"Old-timey snacks," Elliot volunteered. "Bax and I want to know what people ate and how it was cooked."
"Fantastic," Mr. Wang said. "Perhaps cookbooks from the 1890s would get you started. You can find several historical cookbooks in the food and cookery section." He pointed. "Next."
He directed Pepper and Andres toward the education section, where they could look up single-sex schools.
Sebastian and Marigold went to the archives to look for articles on the history of parades. When everyone else was sorted, Mr. Wang looked expectantly at Nori and Willa.
"We're going to explore weather conditions leading to the big freeze of 1893, Nori said, trying to sound enthusiastic. She wasn't actually interested in storm patterns. She just wanted to do the best possible job on the project. Storm patterns had been the only topic Willa had seemed remotely interested in.
Mr. Wang clasped his hands together.
"Terrific! Terrific! Begin in the earth science section there at the back of the library."
"Thanks," Nori said. "Come on, Willa, let's go."
In the earth science section, Nori pulled potential books off the shelves. Weather patterns, understanding weather. Willa stood there blinking, doing nothing.
"Oysters on toast?"
Nori heard Elliot cry from the cookery section.
"Gross!"
Nori wished he were her partner, but she tried to look on the bright side. There were lots of books here. This almanac would be perfect. She opened it and flipped through the pages.
"Are you going to help?" she asked Willa. "We should look up average temperatures for this time of year and..." "I don't know what else, actually. Information about blizzards?"
Grudgingly, Willa pulled a book from the shelves. They read in silence. Graphs and numbers swam in front of Nori's eyes. Sheesh, weather was boring. She could hear Marigold and Sebastian chattering as they ran back and forth from the shelves to the photocopier.
"Flare jugglers are fascinating," said Sebastian.
"I know, right?" replied Marigold.
Willa looked up from her book.
"I don't really know what we're concentrating on," she said. "What should I be doing right now?"
"Isn't it obvious?" Nori snapped. "Take notes! Get an idea for our poster. Find out something interesting about weather."
"It's not that interesting."
"Excuse me? You chose it."
"I didn't choose anything."
"Just do your share of the work and let's not talk about it," Nori said.
"Fine," said Willa.
She sat down and opened her book again. Elliot was photocopying pictures of asparagus on toast. Marigold was watching videos of flare jugglers and marching bands. Nori went to get her poster board from Ms. Starr. She brought over her scissors, markers, and glitter.
"I'm going to use some sparkles to make a blizzard," she told Willa. "That can be the background for a chart about temperatures."
She copied out some numbers from the almanac and carefully applied glitter, while Willa read quietly.
"How's it going?" Nori asked eventually. "Do you have an idea for what else to put on the poster?"
"Not really," Willa said.
"Not really? How is that helpful?"
Willa shook her head. A drop of water landed smack in the middle of the poster board.
"No, no, no. Don't cry. You'll soak our project." Nori moved the poster out of the way. "I'm not crying," said Willa.
Another drop landed right in the glitter. Then another. Three more drops landed on one of the weather books.
"You are so," said Nori. "Look."
"I know you think I'm a crybaby," snapped Willa. "But sometimes my rain has nothing to do with tears. Other upside-down flares don't cry when they rain. I saw them on TV, and look at my face. I am not crying."
Willa took a breath.
"And besides, this isn't even rain. It's just a drizzle."
A few more drops came down.
"I don't think you're a crybaby," Nori said.
"I know you do."
The way Willa said no made Nori flush. Willa knew. She knew what Nori had said. Elliot must have told her. Nori turned her back on Willa and stomped over to where Elliot sat with Bax.
"Did you tell Willa I called her a crybaby?" she demanded.
Elliot winced.
"I didn't mean to. It just came out."
"Elliot, that was a private conversation."
Elliot looked behind Nora to Willa.
"Willa, I can't believe you told Nori what I said."
"I didn't mean to," Willa said.
Nori narrowed her eyes.
"It happened while she was crying."
"Drizzling," Willa yelled.
"What's going on, kids?" Ms. Starr asked, coming over. "Everyone okay?" Willa looked like she was about to burst.
"I need to go outside so I don't rain."
"Of course, Willa. Go ahead." Willa ran out the library door that led into the schoolyard. The drizzling inside the library stopped as soon as she was outdoors. Nori turned to Elliot.
"I can't believe you told her. Not cool." "You shouldn't put me in the middle," he said. "And I told you not to label people."
Ms. Starr put a hand on Nori's shoulder. "I know you two are very good friends. Would you like to do some deep breathing exercises together?"
"No, thank you," said Elliot.
"Really, no, thank you," said Nori.
At that, they both laughed, just a little. "Then please figure out a way to get along," said Ms. Starr.
"We do get along," Nori protested. "Elliot and I get along fine. It's Willa who..."
She broke off. Elliot glanced away.
"Well, I trust you to be mature about the situation," Ms. Starr said. "All of you."
Nori didn't want to be mature. She wanted to yell some more, or turn into a Dritten and breathe fire. Bax came to the rescue.
"Nori, look," he said. "People used to make homemade liver sausage."
He pointed to a recipe in a book. Nori was glad for a distraction. She leaned over to see.
"That is super disgusting." "Do you want to see oysters on toast?" asked Bax. "There's a picture of that one."
"They put everything on toast back then," said Elliot. "They were obsessed with toast."
The oysters on toast looked like slimy eyeballs.
"Ew," said Nori.
She peeked at Elliot. She could tell he felt bad about telling Willa what she'd said. And she did feel bad about calling Willa a crybaby.
"Look," she said, pointing. "Mushroom ketchup."
"Mushroom ketchup," cried Elliot.
"Bax, Nori found the perfect gross food to round out our poster."
Nori sat down with the two boys for the rest of the period. They talked about mushroom ketchup and celery soda and barley water. By the time the bell rang, she and Elliot were friends again. Willa sat on a bench and watched some sixth-grade flyers play a game of flyball. She knew her class had gone to lunch, but she didn't feel like eating with the UDM kids.
She didn't feel like eating, period. Well, maybe just her cookie. After a few minutes, Marigold appeared and sat down next to her.
You okay?
Willa shrugged.
My magic is annoying. Most of the time, I wish I didn't even have it.
Marigold nodded.
I used to feel like that, too.
She tucked her hair behind her ears. Willa caught a glimpse of her small, skin-toned hearing aid. Willa considered this news. Marigold shrank things. There was no label for her magic. None of the five Fs was the opposite of shrinking. How would it feel to be Marigold and have a type of magic that wasn't even upside down?
The night before the parent-teacher conferences, Marigold said, I had a dream that Ms. Starr told me that I had fitting magic. Like, I was a fitter.
Fitting magic? I've never heard of it.
Neither had I, but I thought, oh, fitting magic has to do with size. That's me. I have that. And I woke up feeling amazing. I mean, I know it's not a thing, but it got me thinking, what if there are more than five types of magic?
Willa arched her brows.
There aren't.
She ticked them off on her fingers.
Flare, flyer, fluxer, flicker, fuzzy.
Maybe. But what if you have water magic?
Marigold pressed.
You and Elliot. I'm not saying you do, just...
What if? Willa whispered.
It would make sense. She didn't have weak flare magic like Elliot did. She had no flare at all. She'd believed everyone when they labeled her an upside-down flare because the people who said that were her parents and her teachers.
But what if? Maybe I'm an aqua talent, she tried. I can do things with waves and tutoring. Just tiny things, but I can do them.
Marigold nodded.
It's good to give it a name, I think. But we need it to start with an F.
Flotter? She said flotter to rhyme with water. She shook her head.
No, that sounds too much like farter,
Willa snorted.
A fountain? Marigold said. A fizz? A fishy?
Willa snorted again and laughed.
Please not fishy. Okay. Said Marigold. We'll keep thinking. I like that you might be a fitter. But you know what else you are? It also starts with an F.
Fashionable? Marigold joked. Fiddling? Wait, I don't fiddle.
Fun! Said Willa. You're definitely F-U-N fun. I'm really glad you're my friend.
Friend starts with an F, too, Marigold said.
And she rested her head on Willa's shoulder.